From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Mandalika to host MotoGP in October as planned. National Health Insurance, JKN, becomes model for other Asian countries. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir has confirmed that the prestigious international-level MotoGP race at the Mandalika International Circuit Central Lombok West Nusa Tenggara will be held in October 2023 as planned. This was said by Minister Erick while attending the Shell Eco Marathon event at the International Circuit on Sunday. The construction of Mandalika Circuit is already complete, but the government is committed to building various supporting tourism facilities and infrastructures to further promote and develop the Mandalika Special Economic Zone, including by planning to create a world-class horse racing circuit and golf course. To that end, Minister Thohir is seeking support from regional governments and the public to work hand-in-hand with the central government with the goal of developing Mandalika Special Economic Zone. State Health Insurer BPJS Kesehatan has stated that the National Health Insurance or JKN program, which aims to achieve universal health coverage, has become a model for other Asian countries. JKN program is a manifestation of strong collaboration in Indonesia as the health financing system is implemented through an integrated scheme. This was stated by President Director of BPJS Kesehatan, Gufron Mukti, in his statement on Sunday during the 15th International Health Economic Association Congress held at the Cape Town International Convention Center in South Africa on Sunday. Mukti emphasized Indonesia's commitment to providing equal protection and access to health services for all citizens. The last national news comes from the General Election Commission, KPU, that has announced July 9 as the final day for political parties to submit revisions to the documents of their legislative candidates for the 2024 general elections. Idham Holik, KPU Commissioner in Jakarta, said on Sunday, a total of 18 political parties are participating in the 2024 general elections. He stated that out of the total of 10,323 prospective legislative candidates, around 89.81% of the administrative documents submitted by candidates didn't meet the requirements and needed revisions from their political parties. After the revision period ends, KPU will carry out the verification process for the revised documents from July 10 to August 6, 2023. Now we move to the international news. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol was set to depart on Monday for a summit with North Atlantic Treaty Organization or NATO leaders, seeking deeper international security cooperation amid rising North Korean threats and tension over China. Yoon's attendance at the annual NATO gathering that begins in Lithuania on Tuesday will be followed by a three-day visit to Poland starting on Wednesday. Yoon has been pushing for greater security ties with Europe and other U.S. allies to deter North Korea's nuclear and missile threats. Next, we have the United States Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, Molly Fee, will travel to Addis Ababa on Monday and Tuesday to meet with African leaders and Sudanese civilians on how to end the conflict in Sudan. The State Department said on Sunday, diplomatic efforts to halt fighting between Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces have so far proved ineffective, with competing initiatives creating confusion over how the warring parties might be brought to negotiate. United States calls on the Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces to immediately end the fighting and return to the barracks. Thailand's progressive frontrunner for prime minister told supporters on Sunday he would not step back ahead of parliamentary vote this week that will determine if he will lead the country. Pita Limyarunrat's pro-democracy Move Forward party netted the most seats at the May 14 election, but there are no guarantees it will be able to form government or that he will become the premier. Move Forward Party 8-party coalition has a total of 312 lower house seats. We end the news with the dollar that was on the back foot on Monday after a miss in U.S. jobs data scaled back market expectations on how much further the Federal Reserve would need to raise rates, while focus in the Asia day was on China's inflation data release. The U.S. economy added 209,000 jobs last month, data on Friday showed, marking the smallest increase in 2.5 years and the first time in 15 months that payrolls missed expectation. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is today's commentary on the fall of Ruth's cabinet. I'm Dalat Pani. The food cabinet of the Prime Minister of the Netherlands, Mark Rutte, fell on Friday. Until the new government is formed, the demissionary cabinet will only guarantee that the daily governance will run smoothly, yet cannot make strategic decisions. The fall of Mark Rutte's food demissionary cabinet resulted from parties' coalition block in achieving agreement on immigration policy. Recently, the Netherlands has been flooded by Middle Eastern refugees, most of which were from Syria. The Dutch cabinet coalition parties failed to reach an agreement on refugee families' reunion. Some wanted to limit their refugee, including for the families staying outside the Netherlands. The other wanted the reunion at all costs. The situation before the Dutch government's fall suddenly worsened last week after Mark Rutte, without any fundamental reason, suddenly threatened to disband the cabinet if his party's intention to limit the flow of refugees was not granted. For Indonesia, Mark Rutte has a special relation. He spent parts of his childhood in Indonesia when it was still called the Dutch Indies. The fall of the former Prime Minister's government will not have any significant impact on its bilateral relations with Indonesia. Besides history, Indonesia and the Netherlands are sharing a tight relationship. The Netherlands has the most Indonesian diaspora in Europe. The number of Indonesian diaspora in the Netherlands, both still Indonesian citizens and those who changed passports, was predictably around 1.7 million people. Currently, more than 1,500 Indonesian students are studying in various higher education in the Netherlands. Despite declining compared to 2021, the investment value of the Netherlands in Indonesia in 2022 was $1.22 billion. The Netherlands stays at the top investors from Europe in Indonesia. The future of Dutch politics is still uncertain. Although the opposition is sensing an opportunity to hold the government, it is not easy to make a coalition. Moreover, there is yet any strong candidate to replace Mark Rutte. Besides, the centrist parties are still trying to make a strategy after the failure of preserving Mark Rutte's fourth demissionary cabinet. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history on July 10 with the event in 1962 when the world's first communication satellite, Telstar, is orbited into space. Telstar is a satellite which was launched by NASA on July 10, 1962 from Cape Canaveral, Florida, and was the first privately sponsored space mission. 2 days later, Telstar relayed the world's first transatlantic television signal from Andover Earth Station, Maine, to the Plumeur Bordeaux Telecommunications Center, Brittany, France. Telstar is a series of communication satellites consisting of Telstar 1 and Telstar 2. Telstar series of satellites is a satellite that marks a new era in electronic communication because it succeeded in broadcasting the first television broadcast in the world. Since then, humans have begun to enter the era of satellite communication. We move to the next event in 1973 about the independence of Bahamas. The Commonwealth of the Bahamas is an archipelago consisting of about 700 islands in the Lucayan Islands region, Caribbean. The Bahamas was a British colony in 1718. Bahamas gained full independence on July 10, 1973 and were led by Sir Lyndon O. Pindling. In terms of gross domestic product per capita, the Bahamas is one of the richest independent countries in America after the United States and Canada, with an economy based on tourism and offshore finance. We end the event in 1991 when Boris Yeltsin began his stint as Russia's first president. On July 10, 1991, Boris Yeltsin began his duties as president after being elected president of the Soviet Socialist Republic on June 12, 1991 by winning 57% of the vote. Yeltsin became the first directly elected president in Russian history. He held this position from July 10, 1991 to December 31, 1999. Yeltsin was a politician born on February 1, 1931 in Budka, Sverdlovsk, Russia. He died on April 23, 2007 due to heart failure. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on government spurs metal, small and medium industries to increase competitiveness through partnerships with large industries. The Indonesian government through the Ministry of Industry continues to increase the competitiveness of metal, small and medium industries through facilitating partnerships with large industries. The facilitation aims to strengthen their strategy in efforts to encourage accelerated economic growth, social stability, and dynamic private sector development. The Director General of Small and Medium Enterprises and Multifarious Industries, Ministry of Industry, Reni Yanita, on Friday in Surakarta, Central Java, said the ministry is actively pushing for Indonesian SMEs to upgrade and become part of the supply chain of large industries. This is intended to maximize the contribution of small and medium industries to the regional and national economy. Reni Yanita revealed that the government routinely facilitates small and medium industries partnerships with large industries to build productivity and competitiveness. Through this partnership, they can also obtain market certainty and raw material supply. In addition, the partnerships can spur small and medium industries to have responsibility in carrying out continuous quality and quantity improvements, implementation of management systems, human resources improvement, access to information, technology, licensing, and other matters according to requests from partners. In order to achieve this target, the Ministry of Industry held a business meeting in the framework of facilitating the partnership of metal, small and medium enterprises with large industries in Solo Raya on July 4 to the 5th, 2023. Reni said that sources from large industry representatives conveyed the development of the national manufacturing industry, partnership terms and procedures, as well as component needs that could potentially be supplied by small and medium enterprises. According to her, this business meeting was a follow-up to the Memorandum of Understanding between the Ministry of Cooperative and Small and Medium Enterprises, Ministry of Industry, and Ministry of SOEs concerning cooperative partnership in its supply chain, which was signed on September 3, 2021. Reni hopes that this opportunity will be the right time for small and medium industries to find out the types and specifications of components that can be supplied, procurement plans for large industries, standard requirements, as well as procurement procedures from SOEs so that they can then become part of the supply chain. Well, listener, that was my Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Berawal dari tatap, indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini. Membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa oleh cintamu. Kadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Tertawa, oh, di saat hati.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to Lahilote Beach, Gorontalo on Sulawesi Island, Indonesia. Lahilote Beach, or better known as Pohe Beach, is located in Pohe Village, Kota Selatan District, Gorontalo. This beach is about 6 kilometers from downtown Gorontalo. Access to this place is quite easy. You can use various land transportation to Lahilote. The name Lahilote comes from a rock in this coastal area. The stone is known as Botu Liodu Le Lahilote. The word Botu means stone and Liodu means footprint. So Botu Liodu is a stone in the shape of a footprint. People said the stone is the sole of the foot of a wanderer named Lahilote. Lahilote Beach has a curved coastline resembling a bay with captivating views. This beach also has a backdrop of green hills, which are decorated with clean sand and clear water. You can also do other activities such as swimming, snorkeling, fishing, or just taking a walk on the beach. As the evening approaches, enjoy the beauty of the sunset on this beach. Your visit will be less memorable if you don't witness the Lahilote footprint-shaped stone. In addition, you can also enjoy the charming panorama. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Derasnya kehidupan, letih persahabatan, sejenak hilang pergi jauh dalam sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat masih terasa ku ingat detik itu, kisah rumahku dan rumahmu, cerita yang pilu saat terluka terkecap mimpiku dan mimpimu, sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat
seperti
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Di Pantai Moale, which means on Moale Beach. So stay tuned. We're going to present to you a conversation entitled Kita Hampir Sampai, which means we are almost there. This conversation is between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sortauli, Chris' friend in the vlog community. Sortauli describes a journey to Moale Beach. Let's listen to the conversation.
Jalan ke pantai Moale mulus ya?
Iya, bagus sekali. Apakah masih jauh?
Kita hampir sampai.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Kita, which means we. Hampir sampai, which means almost arrive or almost there. Kita hampir sampai, which means we are almost there. Jalan, which means road. Mulus, which means smooth. Bagus sekali, which means very good. Masih jauh, which means still far. In the conversation, you hear the sentence Kita hampir sampai, which means we are almost there. In the sentence, there is the word hampir, which means almost, which states an estimation of an activity process that is about to finish. In the sentence, the expression hampir sampai, which means almost there, states the estimation of the journey to Moale Beach that will be finished. Let's listen to the other examples of using the word hampir, which means almost. Kita hampir selesai ujian, which means we almost finished the test. Pesawat hampir tiba di bandara, which means the plane almost lands on the airport. Moale Beach is one of so many beautiful beaches in South Nias Regency. The beach, which lies in the western part of Nias Island, has a straight long line. It is getting more beautiful when the sun sets. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Jalan ke pantai Moale mulus ya?
Iya, bagus sekali. Apakah masih jauh?
Kita hampir sampai.
We Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Oh,
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Semata Karnamu by Mario Gerardus Clau, accompanied by Gempo Gendis. The song was composed and popularized by Mario Gerardus Clau, which was released in April 2022. Mario Gerardus Clau, or better known as Mario G. Clau, is the winner of The Voice of Indonesia Season 2 in 2016. He was born in May 1998 in Maumere, East Nusa Tenggara. The song Semata Karnamu, or Only Because of You, tells about someone who ensures his lover that he loves her. He hopes they trust each other so their relationship can last long. Well, listener, here is Mario G. Clau, accompanied by Gempo Gendis, with the song Semata Karnamu.
Apalah arti cinta yang indah, apalah arti cinta dan sayang. Selalu terhalang masalah lama tentang rasa percaya. Hati yang ku jaga selalu untuk dirimu yang mengeluh tentang pribadi yang selalu salah di pandanganmu sayang. Tapi ku tetap terus melangkah karena ku tak mau berpisah. Hilangkan semua curiga yang membuat kita terus berjarak. Percayalah pada diriku, ku kan selalu menjaga
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Of Indonesia.
Kamu yang dulu ada di sampingku setiap hari, jadi sandaran ternyaman saat ku lemah.
Listener, whatever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.